this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James, dressed much like David S. Pumpkin himself today. Joining me, as always, are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. In the corner are 11 from Stranger Things in full outfit right now. It's Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello.
And completing the Halloween trilogy, we have in full Gaga cowboy getup. It is Woody. Say hello, Woody.
All right.
And as you may gather, it's the Halloween special, guys. It's Halloween coming up. So yes, lots of Halloween fun and games coming your way. And also our special guests of this week's were the Chainsmokers, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you may have already seen, if you follow us on Twitter, they gave us a little bit of an exclusive about that hacked Twitter account. You may have seen that. We also talk about them falling off stage and play a nice game of Welcome to the Comments section. So stay tuned for that later on. But first, let's look at the biggest stories of the week in WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
So yes, Halloween week, guys. Let's keep it scary to start with. American Horror Story. About midway through the new season now, aren't we? I'm forever confused by it. I mean, I'll only ever dip in and out. I only ever see 5 minutes at a time, which probably explains it. But yes, another big plot twist, I'm told. Katie, resident TV expert, please explain to me.
I mean, you're looking at me. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, that says it all then, doesn't it? You're actually
it's
a fan.
It's wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try and sum it up. For spoilers, by the way. Spoilers. Right.
So what happened was, it was like a documentary where actors were reenacting the story of Roanoke. Scary people, ghosts, butchers, blood, pigs.
Okay.
You name it.
Okay.
Episode 6 happened, and there was a big plot twist, and it turned out that the TV show had done so well that they scheduled a sequel.
Okay.
And it turned out to be like a Big Brother Blair Witch Project kind of thing. They've thrown all the actors and all the subjects of the documentary in one house, given them phones to record off,
right,
and let them run.
And Evan Peters, who was dead, is back.
Yes.
Right, okay.
And is dead again now.
Sorry, what? They've killed him off already?
They killed him twice.
Did he last longer than 10 minutes this time, for want of a better phrase?
Yes, he did. 15 minutes.
15 minutes, my God.
When they do the second bit, when they're like in Big Brother...
Yeah.
Do they know that it's all just for the TV show?
Yes. They've all been signed up to do it. They all said, yeah, let's go back in.
Oh, this is
so when
my
people
brain.
Start dying, do they think it's fake?
No, they die in real life. They all die.
And they agreed to that?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, Woody. Very well observed. It doesn't make the slightest bit
of
sense.
I don't get it.
I don't understand any of this.
Why would you do that?
Who's got the time and the effort for that? I mean, what's the reaction been like from fans then? Are they as confused as you are? And we are?
No, they're loving it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course they are.
Oh, who's got the time? Give me a straightforward story, Ryan.
There's going to be another plot twist.
What, there's another one coming?
Just before the last episode, there's going to be another plot twist.
That's official. That's been announced.
Official, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. If it's all a dream, I'm going to go insane. Right, okay. Evan Peters will probably die for the third and fourth and fifth time. Why not, eh? All right, well, there's that. If you can keep up, get involved with that. Other big news this week, 21 Pilots. This is quite interesting. Big radio hits at the minute, Heathens and Ride in particular, getting censored a lot on US radio. A lot of fans have been pointing out on the internet that particularly the use of the word gun, which if you remember in Ride, is featured a lot, kept getting censored. Only on certain radio stations, though. Like on more pop-heavy radio stations, it was getting taken out. On more alti stations, you could hear it as you normally would if you were streaming it. Bit of an odd decision. I mean, does that ruin the song, first of all? What do we think?
I don't think it ruins the song. What it reminded me of is when they changed the gun emoji, didn't they, recently?
Oh, so they did,
yeah. To a water pistol, because obviously they don't want to be seen as promoting gun violence.
Yeah.
So I guess it's probably a similar thing, where they just don't want to mention the word.
Yeah, it's the word gun and the word bullet, obviously, as well, in Ride. It's like, a bullet for them, a bullet for you. It's like, oh, that's just constant... It's going to break the flow. It's going to break the flow of the rhymes, if nothing else.
I think it's a bit silly.
It does seem a little bit silly, doesn't it? Because it's obviously not a call. It's not a call to arms, guys. It's it's a kind of mellowed out reggae bop. Let's not go nuts, shall we? Well, the other interesting news with them, of course, it just broke this weekend. They had to cancel a show in Moscow, or pull a show a couple of tracks from the end, because there was a bomb scare in the venue.
Crikey.
Yeah, it was full on. They tweeted out from the official band account about, we're safe. I'm sorry we had to go earlier. And then deleted that tweet, which is an interesting move. Do fans kind of have the right to know about what went on there? I mean, I understand them not wanting to spark any kind of panic, but it seems a bit weird to put it out there and then kind of take it away.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense, does it? But I guess they've probably been instructed to do that by local officials, I would imagine.
Yeah, you'd figure, wouldn't you?
Like someone much more cleverer.
God, who would
make
have
that
thought,
decision?
Who would have thought that Tyler and Josh were causing this level of controversy?
I know, right?
Over seemingly innocent things. I don't know. It's very, very strange.
I think they should just stay home.
Yeah, look, I think we should all stay home. If 2016 has taught us anything, we should all stay at home.
Resolution for 2017, and everybody just stay at home. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And watch American Horror Story.
Get yourself a nice blanket.
We're going to need a full year to understand it, apparently. Yeah, that's clearly the plan. Okay, well, quickly, the other big news story that we've all heard. Lady Gaga's back. I don't know if you guys noticed this. Did you?
Did it pass you by this one?
Right, I mean, let's get this over quickly. So, first of all, what do you think of the album? Give me, sum it up for me very quickly. A couple of words.
I haven't had a huge amount of time with it, but I really like it.
All right, okay.
I mean, I've listened to it like 3 times. Do you know what I mean?
I listened to it the first time and I was like, what is this?
Okay.
But now, I'm proud to say I really enjoy it.
You're feeling Cowboy Gaga.
Can we just say, when we first listened to it together in the office on Friday, you two were ripping me to shreds for trying to defend it. You were so nasty. Let's be fair, though. We were nasty women.
You were
nasty women.
The world's run by nasty women. I did. You've got to remember, though, it's just because it's so funny watching you get offended.
Well, we would jump in every
3 seconds.
This sounds
like it would back an insurance ad, Woody. How can you like this? And just watch you seethe in your seat. It was very, very entertaining.
You know what? Me and Gaga don't have time for casual fans like you. So.
I think she appreciates nasty women
everywhere.
Okay, quick.
What's your favourite song so far?
Ayo.
Oh.
I love it. I love it.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like Dancing in Circles.
That one's good too.
And very like Poker Face. So anyway, that's the big 3 stories for us. If you have an opinion, please do let us know. Get on the website, it's pop-buzz.com, and find us on the Facebook and Twitter and give us your comments. We are back on Pop Buzz. Guys, our guest today, arguably the biggest dance act in the world right now. The hit is closer. You hear it pretty much every shop, every, you know, club.
Everywhere.
It's around the world. It's everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chainsmokers are here. Boys, welcome back to the UK. Nice to see you. All right, so before we get stuck in, let's get this out the way first of all, because Drew, you had an insane social media night the other night, my friend. What's going on? So your Twitter's been hacked. Talk me through the situation, because I would be stressing out, man. I really would.
I'm doing okay now.
Okay,
it was
good.
A rough night.
I can imagine.
So I mean, my Twitter was hacked, and I just embraced Twitter like 6 months ago and really started using it, and now this has happened. I think I'm gone.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I'd bail. Yeah.
I couldn't believe like something like that can happen. It was just coming from like, I was like, I don't know how to stop this. I don't know where it's coming from.
Sure. I mean, it was all quite pointed stuff as well, because they're aiming at Halsey, they're aiming at Nicki Minaj. I mean, have you had a chance to kind of have
a quick one?
No. Drop her a quick line or anything yet?
No. I mean, obviously I texted Halsey. It's like, I mean, her management was like, yo, your account is going nuts. Like what? Like, you got to call Twitter and you have them freeze it.
Oh my
like,
God.
Yeah. So, but, which is, I mean, I guess this stuff happens.
I mean, you always hear about having, you never think it's going to happen to you.
I know.
And then it does. Well, I'm glad it's sorted out now anyway, but you think you're going to ditch social media for a bit now?
No, I know. Of course not.
Okay.
That's
good.
Not the right response.
Absolutely. Fight with hashtags. Fight back, my friend. This is it. This is what we like to hear. Well, no, it's good to see you guys. And also, I must say, it's nice to see you, Alex, looking so well, because I did see a video recently of you falling headfirst off a stage, mate.
That was rough.
Yeah.
What amused me about that? I mean, it's nice that you're okay and everything, but what was quite funny, it did look like you were scared of your own fireworks. Now tell me too.
I smashed forward and then fell back.
Oh,
and,
mate. Did it actually hurt? Did you? Because you bounced back.
Not really, because it was just so embarrassing.
Right,
but
sure.
But the next day, it would definitely hurt. I think I have permanent nerve damage in my back.
A few cuts and bruises the next day. That's not fun.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. It was like 20 seconds into the show.
Yeah. Something like that can really like set up the rest of the show for I mean, like whenever like a CDJ gets broken, you do a mix. Usually that will set up the show for failure.
Yeah.
But like we were like, it was just so funny. We were laughing at it. And then I, which is not publicized, I did the exact same thing.
Oh, man.
About a half hour later.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but no one got it on TV, and his was so bad and, oh, and so well documented that I got away with it.
You took the bullet for the both of you. That's nice. That's
good.
You
gotta get back up on that table, though.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, to be fair, you went back for it.
Right back up.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, it's opening number. You ain't got a choice, man. You got a set to deliver. Well, it's nice as well. It's nice that you're back in London. Have you been recognized much on the street over here yet? How's it going? How are the fans kind of approaching you out there?
We spent a lot of yesterday at the hotel just meetings and stuff, but when we went to dinner, there was like a couple of fans and stuff that recognized us that were really excited. So that was really cool. I mean, that's always surreal no matter where we go.
Well, it's got to be still kind of fairly new for you guys. I mean, you've kind of shot up to stardom this year, but it's got to be still quite a novelty, I suppose.
People are like, when they're like, hey, what's up? I'm like, yeah, oh no, sorry, I don't know the directions. And they're like, think they're stopping me for something like that. You did something really funny. I wasn't with you. Were you in Milan? Where you were like a bunch of people.
Oh my God, this is so bad. So we're in Milan and we're in like one of the piazzas or whatever, taking photos. And a ton of kids are like coming up and asking for photos. And then this group of girls comes up. And I'm like, yeah. And I get in this photo and they're all looking at me like, what is this creepy guy doing? And then I realized they just wanted us to take a photo of them.
Oh, no.
And they're all just like ripping on me. And I felt like such an asshole.
Oh, that's the classic. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. I mean, luckily, like, you know, I was with Rory and, you know, we posted some photo and 2 hours later, they're like, oh, my God, we just realized who you were. So I felt a little bit better. But at the time, I mean, I was just getting ripped on by Rory. He was like, you were such a douche.
Man.
Oh, my God.
That's so good.
That's kind of mortifying, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you imagine? I'm that guy now.
The good intention was there. You're trying to make their day. It's all right. You're trying to be nice.
Well, you know, talking of big moments, how was the MTV Awards for you both? I guess that was probably your first big award ceremony. You know, how did that go down? Yeah.
That was in our hometown, so that was really cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're from New York, and that was like at Madison Square Garden, which is like obviously a very historic arena everywhere.
Absolutely.
And that was really just exciting from like start to finish, the whole process. You know, the whole thing kind of happened very last minute, so it was a lot of like scrambling, and you know, I think in hindsight, there are things you know we would have love to have done differently or more of or whatever, but it was just cool to be in, you know, be around all those people, like walking down the hallway and you're like making room for Beyonce to like squeeze by, you know what I mean? Like little things like and so that was really cool. Yeah.
And obviously the performance with Halsey, like everyone was talking about it afterwards because there was such good chemistry between you both when you were performing.
Absolutely.
I mean, was that all that planned? Was it all kind of, or was it just, you know, from what you're saying, it was very last minute and stuff. So,
I mean, that's something that's pretty hard to, like, I mean, it was kind of planned, and then you get out there, and, like, Kanye's staring at you, and there's, like, you're, like, trying to remember to, like, look at the camera, and, like, we're traditionally DJs, so that was, like, a very new setting for us. So, yeah, I mean, kind of. You kind of got to improv a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a little game. Describe your collaborators in one word. So,
here we go.
Let's go with Halsey first.
Intelligent.
Nice.
Phoebe Ryan.
She's fun.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. And then Daya.
Sweet.
Oh, those are
nice.
That's
really nice answers. That's lovely.
Daya's super
really
hardworking, too. I would have used that one.
Absolutely.
Super hardworking. But those are two words.
And that's why you lost the game.
Now about that debut album. So you've said nothing's planned, but your fans could persuade you. Have they persuaded you yet? Can we expect anything?
I think Lady Gaga's fans want us to drop it off.
You're damn right they do. Oh, yes.
Keep tweeting that Chainsmokers are over party? I feel like that's what they want us to name the album.
Man, you and Twitter, you are not having a good time, guys. Oh, man.
It's definitely something on our minds right now. We're really working hard on a group of songs at the moment. It's just important to us that it's not like we don't want to put out a dance compilation. We want it to be like a real album, like a body of work that reflects a moment in our time or something important to us. And we're getting there. But again, it's like, it's such a different landscape now with music and the way people consume it that, you know, it would suck to put so much effort into something and not deliver music for a while and then put something out that people falls on deaf ears and like is forgotten, you know, which happens to so many great albums and artists these days just because of streaming and, you know, single sales and stuff. So if the fans like are truly want it, I mean, we'll do, you know, anything for them. So that's really just what it comes down to.
Yeah, and nice. surely your label's getting a bit like, come on, guys.
Come on, time.
I don't even know, like, from the, it's kind of, I'd be curious to know from a label's perspective. Like, obviously, I think financially, an album generates more money, but like, it also is more risky and more work and
that's true.
Time consuming. So, but yeah, I mean, we have a good relationship with our label, thank God. So,
who would be like your
favor in the corner?
Yeah, just checking the boss's faces. They're all happy. They're all smiling. We're all good.
Who would be like the number one dream collab on the album?
Kanye.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want to talk to him for like 10 minutes.
So you didn't?
Yeah. 5 minutes in the studio.
You didn't think about saying hello at the MTV Awards. Was he a bit intimidating or was he just kind of at a distance?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's our biggest inspiration. I think he's incredible. All of his work is amazing. His videos are amazing. His music's amazing. And he just keeps changing and it's always Kanye and you always love it.
I saw him like in one of the like rooms in La Side and he was with Kim and like his crew and I just like froze and I was just like literally actually froze, not like, you know, like I didn't know what to say and I was like, I just don't want to be the guy that is like, what is that dude doing in here?
Yeah.
And I was like, just don't move, don't look at him, just wait till he passes.
Don't make eye contact.
Yeah. You know.
That's got to be weird for Kanye. Do you think a lot of people just pretend he's not there now in a room, just they're too scared?
Yeah, just ignore him.
Just don't say anything to Kanye. Just don't say anything to Mr.
West. Get this dude out of here.
Well, obviously, quick question for you as well. Halloween's coming up, guys. So what are we thinking costume-wise, boys? What are we going with? Come on.
In partnership with our girlfriends, the four of us are going to be Kiss.
Oh, nice. Full makeup.
Excellent. Full situation.
Are we going?
Not the platforms.
Oh, not the platforms. I was going to say.
He doesn't know that. He's like, that's wishful thinking.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to do leotards and platforms, surely. Yeah, makeup ain't enough in this situation.
The girlfriends are in control, so we're screwed.
Who's going to do the Gene Simmons tongue? That's the main question. There it is.
Damn.
Ready. Get that painted green or something as well for Halloween. Yeah, yeah. Just give it a bit of extra scary flavor. That's what we like. More from the Chainsmokers later on. We'll be playing a game of Welcome to the Comment Section, so stick around for that. But first, it's time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? You know how it works by now. Woody and Katie have each brought me a song you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. All we have to do is decide which is the biggest banger. And the theme this week, okay, it's the Halloween special, guys. Going to be going to some Halloween parties, of course. Now, the problem I have when you get a Halloween playlist going, it tends to just be Thriller 10 times, Monster Mash once, and Thriller another 10 times. We want to stop that. We need a new Halloween party song. So that's what I want from you guys. I want Halloween party bops for 2016, all right? So, Katie, I'm going to come to you first. What song have you brought me, and how is it going to kick off my Halloween party? Let me hear
it. As if you needed to ask.
Oh, here we go.
Little Mix, Shout Out to My Ex.
Oh! I'm cool, by the way. It's your brand. It's really scary, that one. Really, really scary type of music. Very creepy. Really gave me the chills. No, seriously, why is this a Halloween bop in particular?
Well, contrary to popular opinion, this is not about Zayn.
Right.
It's about the demise of a couple who really enjoyed doing couples fancy dress. So I'll just...
What?
Let's have a lyrical review.
Just listen to the lyrics. Shout out to my ex. You were really quite the best at couples costumes. You made my heart break when you said you didn't want to be the Mario to my Luigi. I mean, I could go on.
Right,
the subtext is there.
No, you could go on. Please do. Okay, fine.
Oh, are you done?
I don't know what else to say to you other than the fact that it's an absolute banger and it deserves to be played every hour on the hour at whatever Halloween party you attend.
I had no idea that Little Mix's tunes had that deep a subtext. lyrics behind them. I mean, all these hidden meanings. Maybe Wings was about the flight of Icarus. I mean, who knows?
No, it was about the Tom Hanks movie Sully.
Was it? Is that true? These wings were meant to fly. Nobody can bring us down. And if we do, we land safely on the Hudson. That was the first round of lyrics. Very impressive. That's why Tom Hanks was in the video, of course. All right. Well, then, Woody, how are you going to top this, mate? What have you brought to me to be my Halloween bot for 2016?
We're going to go to Sweden for our spooky
banner. Oh, please, let's.
Yeah, this is a Deaf Team and Messed Up.
Right, now see, musically, that is creepy. Let's be real. That is a creepy beat.
More than Little Mix, yeah.
Mm. I would say in general, that's got a bit of a creepy aesthetic.
If you wanted a proper creepy song, you probably need Norwegian black metal or something like that.
Meshuggah, something like that.
This is a party banger, which everyone knows is the third best type of banger.
Behind
By Curious Bangers.
Right.
And Baggage Claim Bangers.
Well done, well done. Glad you were prepared for that one. Good stuff.
But no. This is an iconic party song. It's got all the hallmarks of a great party song for your Halloween party. It has an irresponsible attitude to drinking, which is fundamental. It glorifies immoral behaviour, such as popping bottles. Turning speakers up.
Oh, how dare they? Those pesky kids.
It may even lead to amorous feelings with strangers.
My word. I mean, get off my lawn.
And you'll vomit. It's that good.
Wow.
And that's really all I have to say. Although, if it was a person at a Halloween party, I think it would start the night as a sexy pussycat and end up like a bedraggled honey badger. Do you know what I mean? It's got that evolution in the song.
That is the natural evolution as well, cat to honey badger. That makes sense. It's got a creepy beat to it. It's got that sort of, you know how Thriller, you hear it start up and you're like, oh yeah, it's got a little bit of a kind of scary vibe to it.
Yeah.
Regardless of the lyrics, it's just the beat has got
and
a feeling.
And then it comes in and kind of
devours you.
Yeah.
Like a Demogorgon. Yeah, no, it's there. It's very, very good. I am, however, going to give this one to Katie, I'm afraid. Ooh. Just because I had never realised that the subtext was there with Little Mix.
You can look at every single song and
honestly,
you will find it.
It is fascinating. Black Magic, of course, I already knew.
Obviously,
the creepy
darling.
Thing about it. But yeah, Wings About Sully. It's very interesting. I'm going to go through and analyse because you've opened my mind. I was always
A
fan, but it's nice to know that the true meanings can be found.
Yeah.
Truly horrifying.
Truly horrifying. There you go, Little Mix. Play it at your Halloween parties and watch things pop off. And if you want to hear those songs and loads more great tunes, you can. They're all on Pop Buzz Radio, guys. Just go on the website, pop-buzz.com, and click in the top right-hand corner. All right, well, we'd like to do a quick game with you guys. This is a game we've done with lots of people. This is a game we like to call Welcome to the Comments Section. Don't look scared. I promise it's fun. So, what we've got in front of us, these are genuine comments from underneath YouTube videos that you've appeared in. All you have to do is match up the video to the comment.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Nice and simple. All right, so this is the first one. This is from a user called Snazzy_Pickle. That's one of my favourite names. That's one of my favourite usernames we've had in a while. So the comment is, am I the only one who expected to see Walter White's lab in the beginning when the elevator opened?
Oh, good intentions.
Oh, straight in. Straight in.
We hate that
video.
Didn't
even need a...
You hate
the video? Why?
It's a pretty awful video.
Should have got Walter White in there, mate. There we go.
Yeah.
That's how we solved
these
things.
He wasn't available.
next time.
Right, the second one. This is from Jade Diamandis. Hey. Here we go.
Hi.
Right. The beat dropped harder than that kid in Harambe's cage.
Oh my God. God, you don't let me down.
Yeah, don't let me down?
No.
What?
Oh. Roses?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. There it is.
It's a really nice, soft beat. That kid must have had a very passionate fall into
that's
Harambe's
a late comment.
He has a little soft tumble. Yeah, he's safe.
He died like a year after that song came out, so he was a new visitor.
Wow. There it is. It's nice to have celebrity fans, isn't it?
All right, Pete, pull some out. An impact.
Absolutely.
Okay, last one. This one's from Rashner's Updates.
I thought he was Joe Jonas in the beginning.
I thought he was Joe Jonas in the beginning. Could be either of you, frankly. Could be either of you.
It's not closer because there's no video for that.
Well,
guess Joe Jonas things. Kind of with the headphones on,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, don't let me down.
Mate, it was closer live at the VMAs.
Oh, sorry, oh trick. God. It was a trick.
There it is. Oh.
They clearly thought that Joe Jonas had done a duet with Halsey. Yeah. That's an odd collaboration.
I don't see the familiarity.
No, I get it a lot.
Do you? Yeah, really?
Pretty much, that's a very common comment on my Instagram.
Has anyone ever mistaken you for Joe Jonas? Apart from this comment, obviously. In real life, anyone actually mistaken you for Joe Jonas?
No, we sat behind him at the VMAs, and I didn't even say hi to him. I'm like kind of starstruck by everybody.
Nice.
And we just kind of like looked at each other and gave like a really subtle nod. He might have just been looking up. I gave him a nod. He might have just been looking up into the stands.
But, there'll been someone watching the live stream somewhere in the world go, there's a fourth Jonas brother. Yeah. He's turned up to the VMAs. All right, well, it's lovely to see you guys. Live shows over here. Good luck with those. That'll be fantastic. And we are keeping an eye out for whatever comes next, whether it's more singles or an album. We're looking forward to it. The Chainsmokers, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you. Guys, if you're enjoying this week's edition of the Pop Buzz podcast, don't forget you can hear all our previous episodes and subscribe over on SoundCloud and over on iTunes. And while you're there, why not leave us a nice little review? Go on, you know you're having a good time. We're on iTunes, we're on Audio Boom, we're on TuneIn, we're on SoundCloud, and of course, we're on pop-buzz.com.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Chia,
sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet. Ha, sweet. Ha.
Yes, it's time for the hottest debate you can hear. It is the return of Salty or Sweet, everybody. Here's how it works. I have selected a topic that Woody and Katie need to debate. They need to decide if it is salty, a good thing, or sweet, a bad thing. Now, this week, it's Halloween theming, as always. We need to decide once and for all. The Nightmare Before Christmas, classic Tim Burton musical epic. Is it a Halloween movie? That's what I want to know. Is it a Halloween movie? It's been the subject of debate for so long. I need to know, is it a Halloween movie? So, Woody, I'm going to come to you first of all, mate. I hear you are in favour of it being classified as a Halloween movie. Give me your sweet take on this subject, please. 30 seconds on the clock. Off you go now.
The thing is, it can't be a Christmas movie because Christmas is about certain things. It's about fat old men giving presents to children. It's about the slaughter of an entire species of animal. It's about an old lady with a lot of privilege telling us to be nice to each other on the television.
It's 10 seconds.
About begrudgingly spending money on other people. It's not about kooky skeletons going on a jape. And I won't have it at
and
Christmas.
And time. Kooky skeletons going on a jape. That was the original tagline, I believe. That was on the poster back in the day.
Yes.
Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas, because kooky skeletons should always go on a jape. All right, Katie, give me the other side. I want a salty take on this. It's not a Halloween movie. Tell me why. 30 seconds on the clock. Off you go now.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's a well-known fact that if a film features anything related to Christmas, it's a Christmas movie. Bridget Jones' Diary, Christmas movie. Die Hard, Christmas movie.
Yes, true.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, the ultimate Christmas movie. Smack the microphone.
So excited.
I'm
so angry. So excited.
Christmas
10 seconds.
Is barely a major plot point in this film. No, in those films, in this film, it's driven by Christmas. So how is it a Halloween movie?
And time.
Hang on. Die Hard is a Christmas
yes,
movie.
It is.
Have you ever tried watching that on Christmas? It's going to blow your
Christmas
mind.
Movie.
No. Who right, does right, that? Right. I'm this watching year. Muppet's Christmas Carol, mate. Not
no. This
Die
year.
Hard.
This year, Christmas Eve, little mug of cocoa. Get the family round, light a nice little fire, and you just switch on a little bit of Die Hard, all right, mate? Just
right.
Thank me later. Text me on New Year's. Tell me what an amazing time you had. Yeah, please do. Well, it's interesting. We actually did a poll on the website about this. Which way do you think it went? Which way do you think the audience went? Halloween
I
or Christmas?
I think knowing the Pop Buzz audience.
As you do.
As I do very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think they probably said it was a Christmas movie.
No, they're spooky.
Do you think?
They're spooky. They're all spooky Jim Christmas.
Yeah,
I feel like they'd be like, no, it's both.
Well, to be fair, that is kind of my view. I'll watch it on Halloween and I'll watch it on Christmas. It's an autumnal feeling. It's a holiday spirit. I'll watch it on Thanksgiving. I don't even celebrate it. I'll just watch it. Why not? Well, I can tell you, they voted almost unanimously that it was a Halloween movie.
Oh, so there we
yes,
go.
Woody, I'm going to give you that one, mate. Yay. Well done.
They are wrong.
Well, I think I can enjoy it whenever I like. And the point is, so can you guys. But if you still want to have your say on it, the poll's still open. You could change it. Just go on pop-buzz.com and let us know. Is it a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie?
Got a question, we've got a question. Can you help us out?
Finally, it's time for the question of the week. I have a vital, important question based on the week's events, and the funniest, almost entertaining or interesting story will win a point from me. So, guys, this week it's Halloween special. Like I say, I want your true Halloween horror stories. Now, I'm not saying like some of you can tell around the campfire here. I'm talking about your worst experience on Halloween. Was it a costume dilemma? Was there some trick-or-treating catastrophe? That's what I want to know here, guys. What was your worst Halloween, your true IRL Halloween horror story? So, Woody, I'm going to come to you first, mate. Give me your worst Halloween story.
Well, can I just say it's none of those.
Okay. Okay.
But it is a really creepy story and it has not been solved.
Set the scene.
So when I was 17, someone started putting love letters in the local newspaper. I'm not even kidding.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Let's back up a second here. So your local newspaper is what, sorry?
The Dorset Echo.
Of course it is. And these are just anonymous love letters that are, for some reason, being published.
Yeah,
in
it started. It started on Valentine's Day, and then it continued
naturally.
But then it continued for 2 years, and they went under the alias Bo Peep, obviously from obviously from Toy Story.
Right. Okay.
So, obviously not from the popular, like,
no
fable.
No fable. Is it a fable? Does it count
know,
as a fable?
I don't know.
To be fair, I have no idea how it's based on true events. It's like American Horror Story. It's based on true events, but not really. Anyway.
You had to pay for these ads, so they were going to quite extreme lengths to do it. And
okay.
I was like, that's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah,
obviously, certain family members got very excited that I might have a girlfriend.
Wait, whoa, hang on. These are aimed at you. What?
Yeah, like the love notes were aimed at me.
You missed that detail. Hang on, so they're saying
that's
Woody.
The whole point. Yeah, they were saying to Woody.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
right. We missed that element
Sorry.
Out. Okay,
that's terrifying.
Right. To Woody, and it's a love letter.
Yeah,
and you know it was you, Woody, not another Woody in the area.
I mean, it was a very small town.
Wow,
I did not come across another Woody in my town.
There's four Woodrows in the same town.
Cut to Halloween.
Well, and then basically, I definitely knew it was me because then they started putting stuff through my front door. Yeah, like notes and stuff. And I was like a bit freaked out because like I lived in a remote village. I was like, Jesus, like they've had to come quite a long way to try and find me.
Right.
But then I thought I found a vital clue because they had a really distinct way of writing the letter E. So I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through all my friends and like check their writing to see who it could be. I was
Smart.
Like...
sleuthing.
So it took me like 6 months of making up excuses.
Hang on, that took you 6 months?
It was a very deep and long investigation.
You were at school. You write stuff every day. That should have taken you a week tops.
No, like not all my friends are at the same school. Do you
Just
know what I mean?
Stretching out the drama. All right,
and
carry
it had
on.
To include the letter E. It's like I can't like ask for their phone number. Numbers,
it's a
you know
common
I mean?
Vowel. All right, fine. Carry on.
Anyway, to no avail did right. I find out who it was.
So we still don't know who this is?
We still don't. And that's why I wanted to use the podcast today.
Do you want them to come forward?
If you, dear listener, are Bo Peep, or perhaps you have information on the whereabouts of Bo Peep, I would urge you to come forward.
That's why it's the Toy Story thing, because you're Woody and it's Bo Peep. I've just got it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Right.
Crikey.
Sorry, we're slow on the uptake, but that's mad.
I can promise absolute anonymity if you come forward with information about who Bo Peep is. And I just really want this mystery to be solved.
Right, Woody. You know what I love about this? You know what I love about this feature? Is that it's meant to be an innocuous, silly little question. And I feel like every week we get to know you just a little bit better. We really do. We work with you 5 days a week and we find out just these little aspects of your life that are just always insane.
But the thing was about it, that they stopped sending messages at one point. And I was like, what have I done? Have I put on weight? Was it something I said? Like, if you're going to
start... They started following someone called Buzz instead. Just trail them around.
Like, if you're going to stalk me, do it properly for the long haul.
This is like pre-social media catfishing. I mean, we've gone way over time, but my God, that's fascinating. Right, Katie, yeah.
You're never going to top it. I've got time to say three words, haven't I?
You're never going to top it, but have a go.
I'm not going to. Well, mine is actually in a tale of ultimate costume disaster.
Oh. Okay.
The year was 2011. I think. I don't know.
All right.
I decided to go as the Black Swan that year because the movie had just come out. It was
good outfit,
I was hyped.
Choice.
Loved it. Mm. Feathers, tutu, black leotard, you name it.
Nice.
I had it on. I thought absolutely no one's going to go as the Black Swan. I'm going to be so epic in the club. No one's going to even come close to my outfit. So we went out, we had a lovely time, saw zero other black swans, and then it was time to leave. So, it was either we catch the bus, leave the club early, or we pay like £500,000 for a cab. So we decided to get the bus. My friends were at the bus stop. I was in Subway getting like a foot long. Because that's what you do on Monday.
Meatball?
No.
I mean, really painting a picture here, but let's get to it. Come on, then.
Okay.
Did you get salad in it, though?
Guess what? I missed the bus.
Oh.
Oh. But not only...
Is that the twist?
What a twist.
Not only did I miss the bus...
Sorry, are we watching American Horror Story now?
Not only did I miss the bus, I was stranded at the bus stop with five other black swans.
No, that's quite funny.
I promise you.
Five other
black swans.
That is insane.
I'm going to quickly Google the collective noun for swans. Let's find out.
What is it?
Like, I don't know. Talk to me. What is it?
A swannery.
It's not a gaggle of geese.
A swannery
of
swans.
No, it's something royal, isn't it?
A bevy.
A bevy of swans.
Sounds about
swans
right.
Swans general. You can have a bevy, a bank, or a herd. Yeah, there you go.
If you were in flight, we could have had
a flight of swans, which would have been nice. Oh. I think a bevy.
I think we were all bevies.
All right. I mean, clear winner. I mean, how can I not give this to Woody? That's genuinely shaken me to my core. That really
has.
Me. One day, I'm waiting. Like, someone's going to get in touch and we're going to find that they've got the word Woody scrawled on the bottom of their shoe, just waiting for you to come back.
I thought you was going to say inscribed in their arm. Oh, God.
Doctor. It is Halloween, though, so we can keep it scary. Woody, you can comfort yourself from this stalker fact by the fact that you've won this week's edition. There you go. You got that one. Well done, mate.
Well done.
Well done. Good work. I respect that. Your prize, I guess, is we're going to protect you from your stalker, I suppose. That's probably the best I can do. Your forfeit, Katie, you're going to have to listen to Joanne on repeat for the rest of the day. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
Maybe that's just my
forfeit.
I don't know.
I'll join you.
Yeah, of course you will. And that's about it for this week, guys. That's about it. Thanks again to the Chainsmokers, weren't they loving? Good guess.
Lovely.
Very good guess. Very nice voice. Another big edition next week with some other top guests. Keep an eye on our Twitter and on our Snapchat to find out who we've been chatting to this week. But for now, it is goodbye from Katie.
Bye.
It is goodbye from Woody.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. See you next week.